Now, I'm joined today by Christine Townley from Bill Rickey's Mill Meadow Society. So, welcome to Phoenix FM, Christine.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, it's good to see you. And you've got something to crow about, have you not?
I've got several things to crow about. First of all, I want to crow about Mill Meadows, the space, 90 acres of fantastic space, very close to the town centre in Bill Rickey, and great place to go and be and enjoy. But the other thing to crow about is last year the Mill Meadows Society were delighted to win Heritage Lottery Fund grant to install new footpaths, bridges and informative trails around about the reserve, research and interpret the history and put on an art exhibition and produce a new website. The place is fantastic. It's got a great set of history. There were five farms there, and bringing it to life really tells the story of the people that have lived there over the hundreds of years that Mill Meadows has existed. And of course the meadows are called Mill Meadows because there were two mills on the site.
Oh, right. Now, you've made this very clear that there's all this super space there. I don't know where it is. I wonder how many other people know where it is.
And I think that's a very valid point. I mean, I've lived in Bill Rickey for 25 years and haven't really used the meadows very much. Mm. And I only live half a mile away.
So there's no excuse.
Absolutely no excuse. You're quite right. It's 90 acres. It's at the far end, or it's at the south end of the High Street, basically off Chapel Street, and there's a gate there. Mm. And it's only about half a mile from the railway station. Sadly, there's no parking directly there, but of course there's parking within the centre of Bill Rickey, so that people can park and walk into the wonderful space. And if you live in Bill Rickey, you can walk there and get fit on the way. You don't need to go to the gym, you need to go to Mill Meadows and enjoy the space.
And are there any signs pointing to it? I must say I've never ever seen any.
Good point. I think there are points at the gateposts. There are definitely signs.
Well, yes, but that's when you get there.
Absolutely. And there's some amazing new signs, interpretive boards at the entrances to the space now that bring the space to life historically, bring the flora and fauna to life, and encourage you to think about how you can visit the various fields that were there and find out about the history of Mill Meadows.
But I think you ought to be putting signs up at the railway station or in the High Street so people can find it. Because you say it's near
Not far from Waitrose, yeah.
Yes.
Good idea. Maybe we should have footprints down the High Street that say this way to Mill Meadows. I don't know whether the council would agree, but maybe that's the next bit. A bit of anarchic painting, maybe.
Well, who owns the land, and just where does the society fit into the scheme of things?
The land has been owned since the early 90s by the council, Basildon Council.
So they should put these signs up.
Maybe you've got a good point there. And in fact, I'll have to go and have a look and see what signs there are there.
Yep.
But they own the land, and the Mill Meadows Society, I think, is about 20 years old this year, and in fact is 20 years old this year.
Right.
And it's a group of good people from the community who help support the council to nurture the space and also to promote the space.
How long have you been a member?
I must admit, been only a member for a year, but I must admit I love the space, and I've been on a fungal foray recently and helped count the orchids, which are amazing. The flora and fauna in the space is fantastic, and the trees, many of them are very old, are worth a hug. So if you get there, go and give them a hug.
Right. And are you looking for new members?
Always. We have about 400 members at the moment, and that's household members.
Yes.
So what we're always wanting to do is encourage more members, because the money helps to encourage and nurture the space. So, and it's only £4 a year. It's a bargain. Just a bit more than a cup of coffee.
I think it sounds a really good bargain. Do the members meet anywhere? Do you have any connections like that?
There's events. Some people might want to go and help tend the space, cut the hedges back, and do various working. Join the working parties. Join the fungal foray. Just go and enjoy the space and tell your friends.
And you've got cattle and everything there, have you not?
Yeah, legacy grazing. The county council put cattle there a few years ago, and it's red pole cattle, which are a rare cattle, and I think probably from this area in the first place. And they come in their 12s, 10s, 12s, 20s for the summer months, graze the land, obviously fertilise the land as well, and give a feeling of what landscape would have been like in the past when there were cows, because Essex doesn't have many sheep or cows around the place, and it would have done many years ago.
Indeed.
So it's resurrecting the feeling of the old farming landscape of the past.
That sounds good to me. And you're shortly holding a special event, are you not?
We certainly are. Very well done. It's held next Sunday, the 9th of September, and it's part of the Heritage Lottery Fund, and thank you, Heritage Lottery Fund, for your funding. It's about celebrating the history of the space, encouraging people to use the space, and we've got quite a lot of exciting things going on the day. So we have music from Folk Down Left, mm-hmm. we've got Heads Up Jazz bands, the Mayflower Morris Men, Hawthorne Heavy Horse Display. Nobody can miss going to see a heavy horse. They're fantastic. Characters from the past. So there's a famous mill owner, and someone will be reenacting his role. He's got quite an interesting story about how he lost weight, and I think the reenactment will be telling you all about that next week. There's a history display and a free guided tree walk, so you can actually go and see some of the ancient trees there. Face painting, children's archery, and I think the chance to build a windmill for the children, and for the adults, a bit of ale and a few burgers.
Sounds reasonable to me. Now, it's a special ale, isn't it, that you're
specially
doing?
Specially made by the Billericay Brewery, down the road in Chapel Street, specially for the space. What's in it, I'm not too sure, so don't ask me any intriguing details. But I'm sure when you come along next week, you can taste it and tell us what's in it.
So, now, given the size of the area that the Mill Meadows takes, whereabouts are these actual events taking place? Which part of it?
That's a fair point. So it's if you come along Chapel Street, i.e. the back of Waitrose, and walk along there's an entrance gate just at the end of Chapel Street, and the event will be happening just at the top of the field there on, I think, is at the South End Road. Yes. So it's very close to the town centre. Most of the activity will be happening.
Yes, but there's quite a bit of activity, is there not?
There is, of course there is, and we're delighted that at 12 o'clock Lord Peter himself will be coming along to welcome everybody and say hello and say thank you for coming along. And we're very pleased that lots of local traders have offered things to support, as well as bringing stalls as well. So it's going to be a lively event. Good weather we're here, so come along and join us.
Yes, you're quite right. I looked it up, and the weather for Sunday should be the best day of the weekend. So it looks like the gods are shining on you.
I'm delighted.
Yes. Now, you mentioned earlier on that it used to be an area where there were two mills.
Yeah.
Are there any mills there at all now?
No, the mills have gone, sadly. I think the second mill was blown down in about the 1920s or 30s. But you can see in books about Billericay and on the National Mill Archive some pictures of the mills, because they're of a particular type.
Yes.
And it's a shame in a way that they're not there, but mill cottages are still there.
Yes.
And there are several buildings that were created the five or six farms of the area based on Mill Meadows still in existence. So there's bits of the history there, and we should be encouraging people to think about that history and use the space.
And presumably part of the events on Sunday, you'll also be showing some photographs of how things used to be. Obviously not the going way back, but some of the stuff.
Some of the, there will be elements of the history there. That's the whole point of the day.
Yes.
But also through our history. But we've also produced a booklet of about 30 odd pages that is actually about the history of the space. And there will be a lot more photographs, and that will be on the website. The website has just been refurbished,
right.
And in the new website, that new booklet will be there. It's been based on a book that was done about 20 years ago that was so learned by John James about the space, mm-hmm. and and Tanya, who's been supporting the project and working for us, has actually written a fantastic text that brings the space to life much easier.
Right. And the website is?
Mill Meadows.
Sorry.
You've thrown me there.
I do apologise. I thought you would know that off the top of your head.
www.millmeadows.org.uk.
Great stuff. Okay, but just remind us right now exactly where the event is taking place and what time it all kicks off and how long it goes on for.
Mill Meadows next Sunday the 9th of September, down the end of Chapel Street in Billericay, not far from the railway station. You could walk there if you came by train. And it will be kicking off at 11 and finishing at 4. And we hope that we'll see everybody there. And if you've heard me today and want to come up and speak to some of the people, Neil Sumner runs the Mill Meadows Society fantastically, and Chris Huggins from the council tends to the space amazingly. And it's those two particular people that drive this along.
Wonderful stuff. All right. Thanks very much indeed. And good luck on the day.
Thank you.
It's a great day. I'm sure it will be, because the sun is definitely going to shine on the righteous.
I hope so. And thank you very much for inviting us and promoting the fantastic open space of Mill Meadows.
It's our pleasure. Thank you very much again.
Thank you.